are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want if you just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. So enjoy all of those on us, all those features for free at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone call. Still have to tell your story at some point here tonight, Mark. You went down to Florida for a few days to beg the governor for a reprieve, and we'll find out how that went. But first, we go to your phone calls, and we'll talk to, I believe we have Jerry listening in Texas. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Jerry, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to read three quick things and explain a bit of the difference between civil rights and civil liberties, if I may.
Okay, sure.
All right, I have a copy of papers from number 14, Corpus Juris Secundum, which
sounds
is
riveting.
The Encyclopedia of the Constitution.
Okay.
And on civil rights, quote, structured in legislation, and in this sense, civil rights are distinguished from civil liberties. To go to page 488, it reads, and civil rights as those which have no relation to the establishment, support, or management of the government, and civil rights is defined as enforceable claims structured in legislation, are distinguished from civil liberties. In this connection, it may be noted that civil liberties, which are constitutionally protected, are not actually rights, but are immunities or restraints on the government. So
can you put that in? Can you translate that for me?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people, including myself, that have been left in the dirt on this. So,
all right. Civil rights come out of the 14th Amendment, and that's where the Civil Rights Acts and et cetera, because when the court first ruled on the 14th Amendment in the slaughterhouse cases, the judges found only four or five rights in the whole amendment for black Americans. So what has happened since is Congress, as they have the power over that amendment, have put out civil rights acts. And hence you have a driver's license for civil rights, because in Corpus Juris it explains in the court ruling that there is no right to drive in civil rights. But under civil liberties, you have the Ninth Amendment, which contains the common right to drive. So that's
well, it's
where
the,
so
the Ninth Amendment makes it clear that the powers, I think that's the one that where they the powers but, that aren't enumerated in the Constitution
right.
are given to
There's
the states.
Not, it's
the
not just the rights that we enumerate here, that there are all, also other rights, and certainly people will claim the right to travel.
Let me see if I can kind of recap where it is you're coming from and see if I've understood you correctly. We've had people make these claims before in the past. In fact, your voice sounds kind of familiar.
Basically, I was on the show with you, John.
Okay. There's no John here. My name's Ian. Mark's in the other side of the room. Anyway, so we believe you probably called in before, and so my understanding of what you're saying is that, okay, you've got the the rights that are outlined, or as you call them, civil liberties, in the Constitution or in the Bill of Rights, and then you've got the civil rights, which are much more governmental permissions than anything else that you say were laid out after the 14th Amendment. That's all well and good, but I guess my question for you is, well, okay, so are you not traveling with a driver's license?
I signed mine without prejudice, which is a reservation of rights under the Uniform Commercial Code. And I have on the back of my van a little sign that reads, van user has civil liberties. So I sign without prejudice, reserving those civil liberties in anything I do, because I do not want the contractual means dragging me into their 14th Amendment. And see, in the 14th Amendment, what the Supreme Court has done under due process is they have included the first eight amendments of the Bill of Rights as part of due process, but not the ninth and tenth.
I'm not sure what that means, but let's talk more about the reality of this situation. You are driving around with a driver's license that says without prejudice over where you signed your name. Now, what has this allowed you to do? Are you going to claim that you've you know, managed to get out of tickets, or are you just lucky and you haven't gotten pulled over yet? What's your story, Jerry?
Well, the thing is, I do not actually need the driver's license having civil liberties, but I get it right without prejudice because I don't want to be stopped and hassled because most of the cops have no conception of this, though they are aware there's a difference. And the legislatures...
I doubt most cops are aware.
Wait a second. Before you say that, we have cops call in all the time. None of them have ever said that they have any clue as to what people are talking about that write the incantations on their cars in order to ward off the state.
Yeah, cops don't know this stuff, dude.
Well,
they don't.
You know, I had a mezuzah that was given to me by a Jewish friend. It had some, I guess, Yiddish or something written on it, and he nailed it to the door, and it's like a good luck charm. I guess it keeps the evil spirits from coming in. This is kind of reminds me of that.
Okay, well, this is the thing. Now, you heard of the states going through and coming up with the protective statements against the federal government for the state and its citizens?
You mean recently, the different states coming up with, you know,
sovereignty
affirmations. Yeah, affirmations, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, things like that?
Correct.
Okay.
So, and remember, the primary statement in there, and I read the one from New Hampshire, it states, the state or its citizens. So that means those with civil liberties who are state citizens, vis-a-vis those who are U.S. citizens under the 14th Amendment with civil rights. So getting that understanding of the two definitions of either, and like over 80% of the American people are now in the 14th with civil rights under the control of Congress.
This is all very interesting, and what you're saying is that that was all done by default and that there's some way out, and you're going to claim that you have the way, right? The, you know, the truth of how to get out from underneath the system. What is it, Jerry?
Oh, he's... You get a sufficient statement.
Okay, you're that guy. All right, I'll tell you what. You called a few months ago, and you made that same claim that you get a sufficient statement from an attorney, and you said any attorney can do the sufficient statement. So we talked to one who's a friend of the show, and he says, I have no idea what that guy's talking about.
Ah, then tell the attorney he needs to get a very good education on it because I am well educated in it.
Well, why don't you do it for people?
Because he's not an attorney.
Well, I have lawsuits in court currently, and I'm waiting. I have one in the Third Court of Appeals, and if I win that case, we all get civil liberties back.
Well,
I filed another case.
I'd love to see that happen, but until the precedent's set, we're still sort of in a legal limbo, right?
No. Civil liberties are law. Civil rights, they state are law, and I hang on to civil liberties because I want no part of the 14th Amendment organization, unquote. Get Black's Law Dictionary. Read all of the definitions of liberty on the left side in the fourth edition, and then you will read where it talks about the liberty under the 14th Amendment, but of course that liberty is different, and in the ruling it also calls the 14th Amendment, quote, a social organization, unquote, and that's where the democracy
right.
and civil
the
rights...
The problem is they won't let you opt out, right? I mean, they're not going to let you opt out of their little social organization. We can sit there and read definitions to them all day long, and you'll be lucky if they'll let you get through two words of it. They certainly didn't let me say anything about how I didn't consent while I was in their court.
I've carried the law with me and shown it to bureaucrats, and they've said... Yeah, that we don't know.
Right,
no.
So all the technicality stuff, while it's all very intriguing and very sexy, it doesn't really do anything in reality from what I've seen. And now you're going to claim that you've had luck and you're having a court case right now, and if it all turns out okay, then everybody will just win their civil liberties back. And it's quite a claim, Jerry, and I hope that you're successful. What's your website so people can follow your progress?
I don't have a website.
That's a problem. You know, this is one of the problems with people that that call and make these claims, is they never have a website. They don't even have a blog. You can go online and get a free blog anywhere. There are so many free blogging services out there. You don't have any way for people to follow the progress of your case.
It's people that have gotten experience. They're a little older.
I just read it to you from 14 books.
And now you're going to yell at me.
Which is the Encyclopedia on the Law. Which right
great.
Down in the
I'm just saying, if you want people to be able to follow your case
you
with any sort of coherence, if you want people to be able to understand what it is that you're allegedly going through and the processes you're encountering and
in 10 minutes,
what you're doing,
we just can't get it on the radio.
It's got to be very difficult for somebody that's heard it for the first time. We've heard it, you know, 100 times on this show, so we kind of have our minds wrapped around it to some extent. Jerry, you need to figure out how to communicate this more effectively. More coming up if what you're doing is even true. This is Free Talk Live.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free live Saturday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Well, shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, and it's guaranteed. You can get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. And you don't have to be in business in order to get one of these free accounts over at PrivacyHarbor.com.
So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. John is on the line in Connecticut. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just want to comment on the global warming that I heard just a second ago. I don't really think it's happening because, you know, we've been getting so much snow up here that we've never got before. And, I mean, what do you think about it?
Well, they're able to show trenders that, in fact, the globe is about 0.6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer these days. And I, you know, color me unimpressed. But, you know, they're able to project doom and gloom based on this 0.6 percent, this 0.6 degrees, and to me that seems a little crazy. I mean, you know, the Earth's going to warm, it's going to cool.
There As some, it has over all the decades right. and eons.
They farmed in Greenland. I mean, it's a big sheet of ice now. They used to farm in the interior of Greenland. You can find they found archaeological evidence that this was so. So somehow man lived, and this was only in the 1400s. Man was alive then, and we managed to do things okay, even if it is warming. I don't know that how they can necessarily link that to human beings and carbon and all that other stuff. I've been watching some debates on YouTube, and one way or the other. And here's what kind of leaves me flat on this: if in fact man caused global warming exists today, shouldn't the people that are the proponents of this be able to go to court and say, look, carbon emissions, we're bringing the top 100 carbon emitters on trial. Carbon emissions are raising the temperature on Earth, and these people, we're going to put them on trial and then have a trial and show a jury or a panel of judges or whatever, here's the evidence, and they should be able to show conclusively, but this hasn't been done. And I would assume it's because they don't have a case. All they can do is create this religion, this greeny religion that gets the lefties on board and sell a bunch of solar panels or whatever.
Yeah, I do understand. I mean, the world is warming up a little, but I mean, it's going to warm up, it's going to cool down, it's going to do whatever it wants. I mean,
yeah,
I do understand that.
It's warmer on Mars right now, too.
Back in the 70s, the environmentalists were predicting an ice age. So first it's an ice age, then it's global warming, now it's global climate change, and like, wow, okay, well, there's a possibility that we could be having an effect on the planet, but
right.
Then again...
You know, this global climate change is really a convenient way of saying, well, the summers are going to be warmer, and the winters are going to be colder, except when the winters are warmer. And like, you know, they get to say whatever is different.
Yeah.
The fact is, change, whether it's global climate change or any kind of change, is the only constant in the universe, on this planet, and in your life. The idea that things are going to be static, things are always going to be the same, is this bugbear that people chase around, and it seems to be, to me, it seems more so on the left, at least in, from a government standpoint. They believe that somehow the government's going to keep these things from happening. But 99.9% of the species that are extinct were extinct before we were even bipedal.
John, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, well, do you think that it'd be better to, make cars more efficient that don't pollute so much, use wind power and all that?
I think that the marketplace will design alternative modes of energy as soon as the government gets the hell out of the way of subsidizing the oil business, and that as soon as they see that customers are demanding it. Obviously, customers are demanding it because the hybrid cars are pretty popular, and I imagine that as the Tesla Motors and the other electric car developers begin pushing their product a little bit better and prices come down, those will be more popular too. So all of that's that stuff's coming. I don't know if wind power is going to be pushing cars around anytime soon, but certainly alternative modes of transportation or powering transportation, they're out there and they're coming, and as long as consumers are demanding it, they'll have it. They don't need a mandate from government to come in and do these things. And I thank you for the call tonight.
I like the idea of solar and wind energy because, to me, I'm a frugal guy. I love the idea of getting energy for free. You put a little panel out there and then it creates energy. You put a windmill out there, it creates energy. People want that. People like like me. I know that they managed to they've created these really low cost windmills that for third world countries that'll power small LED lights so that people in Haiti can have light at night. Mm. I mean, that's what it's like over there. Their biggest problem is potable water. They don't have shoes, teeth, right. You know, things that we kind of take for granted here in the United States. Actually, they do much better on shoes than because there's a lot of donated clothing that goes over there.
Gotcha.
But, you know, potable water doesn't get donated and doesn't get brought over there. It's just so expensive to transport. So, you know, these are the kind of things that these people need. A little LED light so that you can do some things in your hut at night? Sweet.
Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Craig is listening to WKBK in Keene, New Hampshire. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, gentlemen? Great show so far.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm agreeing with everything that was said. Back to when the caller called in about religious activism, and you guys made a couple of statements. I just wanted to touch base on them real quick.
Sure.
You went ahead and said something about what the scripture and what Jesus did. Remember, the same question was asked about Jesus about taxes.
And he said, render under Caesar was it Caesar's?
Right. He said, show me a piece of money.
Yeah.
Whose picture's there?
Yeah.
So one of you had made the comment of that Jesus would have resisted paying taxes.
Wait a second. Do you think that Jesus, you know, perhaps, you know, this guy showed a picture of, you know, this gold coin with Caesar on it. So that made that gold coin Caesar's?
Well, here's the situation. You tried to politicalize Jesus' event. He never stood against. Remember, the government at the time was Rome.
The government at the time was the people that are willing to use violence.
But gentlemen,
wait.
Don't get wound.
Herod was in charge. I understand Rome was way over in Italy, but Herod was their appointee, and the fact is he let the Pharisees and the Sadducees run that.
How did he get his authority?
Who?
Who did Herod get his authority from?
From the point of a sword, man. How the hell else do you get authority?
He was a Roman appointed governor.
He was a Jew.
And you also spoke about how he cleared the temple. He didn't clear any political people out of the temple. They were religious leaders.
He cleared he cleared people that were allowed by law, money changers, and in the temple.
They were not allowed by law.
Christianity, I'm sorry, has been used as a religion in order to cow the masses into obeying. And it is not that. It never was that. Otherwise, Jesus wouldn't have been put on the cross by the government, man.
I completely understand and agree with standing up for what is right. But don't characterize Jesus in something that he was not. You tried to characterize him as a political
and
activist.
You haven't been able to back up what I've said. What I've said?
Well, excuse me. You went ahead and told the woman about four callers back not to read some scripture because we didn't have time for that. Would you like me to pull out my Bible and start
Absolutely
reading
not.
It? I'd really rather not. It's just so dull. I don't know which is worse, reading scripture or excerpts from law.
Laws are worse.
But I'll let you come back here in a moment, and you guys can continue your little tissy fit here. 800-259-9231. Because the guy sounds like he's educated.
He knows what he's talking about.
So we'll let you guys continue and take your calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Wiki is W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Ever wanted to get rid of that, you know, that kid stuff that you got at the house that doesn't fit your kids anymore and the toys that they don't play with? You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home, save money by grabbing donated items on the site. You can take advantage of the coupons and freebies, and it's easy to use. Go to 2small4me.com. That's the numeral 2 and the numeral 4. 2small4me.com. And check it out. They've got all kinds of stuff. My wife put something on there, too.
We continue with your phone calls, going to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a question for Mark.
Okay.
Mark, did
yes.
you get to meet Jeb Bush?
No, I did not. I did, however, stand in the same room, you know, several, maybe 50 feet away from Charlie Crist, the now governor of Florida.
Oh, I did. I thought Jeb Bush was still the governor of Florida.
No,
so we get to meet the actual governor, huh?
What's that?
You did get to meet the actual governor.
I didn't shake his hand or anything.
Yes, he wouldn't have bothered shaking your hand, Mark.
No.
Oh, I'm impressed. Well, so, I wanted to know what happened. I was very curious. Many of us have been very curious.
You know, I guess it wouldn't be much of a surprise to people to hear that I did not get my pardoned or my rights restored in any way by going to the governor. I as you know, many longtime listeners know, I am a convicted felon. I was convicted of second degree murder in 1988. I was released in 1998 by a ruling from the Florida Supreme Court, and you know, it's been now more than 10 years, and I went and, you know, that's the time frame. I went and petitioned for, you know, to be able to get my rights back. I petitioned for everything. I figured, why not ask for the pardon? They can always reduce it to, you know, allowing me to vote. And there's, you know, lots of good reasons why I'd like to be able to have that. I'd like to be able to carry a gun and protect my, or not carry a gun, but own a gun and protect my family.
You have a son, a very young son, and a wife, and they accompanied
and
you.
And yes, they did. You know, my wife and son were there, and, you know, I've gone and I've done the Operation Turnaround for kids. I've talked to hundreds of kids, hoping to keep them out of the same mistakes that I've made. You know, I've
talking to at-risk kids, basically, convict.
What's that?
As a convict, talking to kids.
And I've done everything that anyone could have ever possibly imagined. Yeah. I have a very successful radio show. You know, things are going fine. And you know what? There isn't a trail of bodies, you know, behind me. I never went to trial. They never, you know, showed that I killed anybody. They just, you don't have to kill anybody to get a murder charge in most states. All you have to do is be there. And, you know, I was uncooperative with the police. I'll admit it. I was 17 years old. I was scared, and I did not cooperate with the police because I didn't trust them.
Who could blame you?
So, you know, there you go. If I would have cooperated, I wouldn't have gotten that, and it wouldn't be an issue at all.
Maybe.
So the only word that Charlie Crist said to me after I gave, you know, I gave my speech and my wife did, you know,
you were working on that speech, too.
Yeah, I worked on it for quite some time. Yeah. Went over quite a few issues. I'd like to be able to travel. If I go to Canada, they throw me in jail. I didn't know that until I crossed the border and ended up in jail in Canada.
Wow.
What other countries am I going to travel to that this is going to happen? You know, I can't vote in the state of Florida. You know, basically, he could have just given me back the right to vote if he had so chosen, if he had some courage and had some vision in this. And by, you know, essentially, what's he got to gain?
Yeah, what's in it for him to help you out?
What's in it for him? Well, I mean, nothing.
He might look like he's soft on crime, in fact, if he does that.
He is, after all, known as Chain Gang Charlie.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's his you know, his nickname.
How'd he get that?
But because he's, you know, he got where he was by being, you know, tough on crime.
I see.
But part of the idea of being tough on crime is allowing a person who's paid their dues in order, you know, to reenter society.
Apparently not.
Well, what's the point in that? I mean, really, what has he successfully done? Kept a gun out of my hand? If I wanted a gun, I'd
You'd
go get one right
sure.
now.
I know about 10 people that'd be happy to give you one.
Right. So if I want a gun, I could have it. It would just be illegal for me to have it. Big, fat, hairy deal. We've got laws for people that use guns in crimes. If you outlaw convicts having guns, then only the outlaw ex-convicts will have guns.
Yeah.
Sorry, if a man is safe enough to be released to the street, he should be considered safe enough to own a gun. If he uses that gun in the commission of a felony, throw the book at him.
So you've done all that. You've done all this work. It sounds like you've done a lot of hard work.
I waited 4 years for this.
To try to get some kind of recognition for the goodness or the fact that you've learned your lesson. You've now become a good, decent part of our society, and you end up with Jack.
Yep, nothing.
And then, you know, they say, well, Mr. Chris is going, what's in it for him? Well, what's in it for any other hardened criminal if somebody like you, who has done all this stuff,
right,
can't get his pardon?
Right. You know,
why bother being a good guy?
Here
right?
it is, Mr.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Here it is.
Right.
This
if
is
I'm
going to
be a criminal, if I'm not going to be rewarded for doing the right thing, then why the heck should I ever do the right
thing? There's a half a million people, and a great deal of them in Florida right now, listening to this show, and some of them are ex-cons, and they're saying to themselves, well, here's a guy who was out 10 years. You know, I heard I could get my rights back after 10 years. Actually, Florida's now making it easier for people who were basically you know, everything but first degree and life felonies to get their rights back. But for some reason, I'm too dangerous to vote. Charlie Crist had the opportunity 2 days ago to give me the right to vote in the state of Florida, and he chose not to do that. He thinks I'm too dangerous to cast a ballot. But I'm doing it here in New Hampshire. There's two states in the union that don't do this. I mean, this is a... this is a spineless act. I'm sorry.
He's a politician. Of course he's spineless.
And well, not only is he just a politician, he's a politician that's been considered for vice president, likely to run for president. This is, you know, this is the kind of spinelessness you get out of the mediocre you know, guys that'll go for this position.
He sounds very cold, like a very cold, heartless, uncaring person, and not the kind of person I'd care to be around.
Yeah, you don't generally get up to those levels in government by being a warm-hearted, loving person. Thanks, Matt, for the call. Glad you gave us the opportunity to get to that, because the phones, they are busy. So there you have it. Mark went down to Florida and was denied his petition, his supplication to his begging was denied.
Yep.
And when people beg for things, it's very unlikely that you're going to get much of anything. There is, you know, there is the chance that that you can get a little something out of begging, but nothing significant. In my opinion, nothing significant has ever been gained, whether it's, you know, on an individual basis or a group of people doing something, nothing significant has ever been gained by begging.
Some people got their rights restored, and some people got pardons that day. Mm-hmm. However,
was he flipping a coin?
You know, I would assume it was people of lesser charges. That was the reason that I was refused, was because the severity of the charge, which, of course, doesn't take into account that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, I don't want to say I didn't do it. I did not commit a murder, even though I was charged with murder. I happened to be there. You know,
while it was committed.
That doesn't, right. That doesn't. And the guy who did it has been murdered. He's out of there. I'm the only guy alive that was in that hotel room.
Quick question. Did the victim's family show up and petition against you?
No.
So you didn't even have that going against you, and he still went against you?
Nope. Now, there was some confidential information included, so I don't know. You know, I mean, it must be the Bilderbergers, right?
What? The way they had something they couldn't reveal to you,
there
that was factoring
secret.
In?
There was something secret. I guess. I mean, that's, you know, in the paperwork.
Maybe it was the feds, actually. It's the feds that they know that you host a radio show and that you're dangerous enough, and the last thing they need is for you to be able to vote.
But I can vote in 48 states.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In Oklahoma, you can vote while in prison, or at least you could a decade ago. I don't know if that's still the case.
And you're even considering some other options as far as the right to bear arms thing is concerned. Whether you'll follow those options, we'll find out in the future. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Shouldn't felons have the ability to defend themselves and their families after they get out of jail?
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a key ring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. You dial in at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Want to give you something here tonight because we don't do giveaways very often on this show. We've got a special advertiser that comes on board with us once a year. They do a great little run of advertising, and so we do them a favor and give away some of these tickets here. Do you a favor as well and save you a lot of money on these tickets. It's the 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic. It's happening Saturday the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. So that's coming up this coming up weekend. The Mobile One 12 Hours.
It starts on Wednesday, but it, you know, the big race is on Saturday.
Right. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th, for 4 days of action, culminating with a big 12-hour classic on Saturday the 21st. For ticket information, if you want to pay for your tickets, you can go to SebringRaceway.com. However, if you'd like to win the tickets, if you are in Florida, if you have a Florida address, what do you want people to do, Mark?
Send me an email at Mark, M-A-R-K, at freetalklive.com. You must have a Florida address. You know, this isn't for people around the nation. This isn't for recorded listeners because we are the number one podcast, political podcast in the world. As a matter of fact, podcast in the world, if you look at podcastalley.com.
So you have to be listening live in order to
and you have to live in Florida.
And they should email you at mark@freetalklive.com, and they should email their address
their
to you.
Name and address.
Name and address.
Something that
address.
I can mail something to.
And you're going to mail the two of these tickets to them quickly on Monday, right? Because they've got to get these by the weekend.
I'm going to get them in the mail as quickly as possible. The first five people to get me an email at my email address, you know, will get them.
So mail your address and name to mark@freetalklive.com if you want the 12 hours of Sebring tickets. A pair, right? You're going to give a pair away to winner. Okay, and five winners. So get on it right now. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, let's talk to Cameron in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Cameron.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was hoping that you could encourage your listeners who can't move to the free state to try to do more positive things in their own neighborhood.
Like what?
Well, there's all kinds of things that you can do. For example, say somebody is being foreclosed on their house, mm-hmm. you could get together and try to stop that and stay in your home, or you can do something very
little. Now, why would somebody, I'm sorry, but why would I want to go and get behind somebody who hasn't been paying their bills?
Well, think about it this way. Well, I don't know. This is just a thought. Like, maybe for some reason you were trying to, but something happened and you couldn't.
I see. You mean like if something tragic happened, somebody died in the family, and or, you know, some sort of awful thing occurred, you broke a leg, or whatever happened, and you fell behind in your bill payments. That I could understand. But
yeah.
Just generally helping anybody who's a deadbeat, I don't know about that. I think they need to learn their lessons.
Well, I'm not ready. I understand learning lessons, but I'm not ready to call everybody who doesn't pay their, isn't paying their mortgage that they, you know, somehow waded into deeply on a deadbeat. It's a contract between the bank and the person. And I'll tell you, the big loser are the banks that gambled on these people that couldn't make their house payments. The people are still going to live somewhere because they're going to go and they're going to get a rental or something like that. So they'll live, but the banks are the big losers too.
Well, I'm not saying that everybody, like, that you should support everybody's house. I'm saying that if for some reason in your neighborhood you know somebody who needs help with their house because of something or another, well, you should try to help your neighbor.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a fine suggestion, absolutely.
Yeah, or, you know, other things that are kind of, you know, small, like helping, like, say, you know, there's somebody who doesn't have time to start a garden and you have some extra time and you want a garden, you can use their yard and garden.
Yeah, I've heard of things like this. There's community gardens out there where, the government will give people land in order to start their gardens and things like that. What's that?
I think it's stupid to rely on the government for gardening. So.
But that doesn't mean you still couldn't have a community garden. You could still have
it on somebody's
private property.
Well, the problem that I found with community gardens is that you have kind of a long wait list in order to get on them. And, in fact, I even moved from my rental property into a house. Of course, I'm sharing this house and I'm renting it. But I moved into this house specifically so I could start gardening.
It's nice to have you.
Huh?
Nice to have a yard.
Good suggestions. Yeah. I mean, neighbors helping neighbors, that's the way to go. Obviously, if we had more of that going on, then I think the government would be less likely to victimize people. If people would get behind one another where they are, then we wouldn't have needed the Free State Project. We wouldn't have needed to get a bunch of activists together all in the same place because people would already be standing up for one another's freedoms. We've got a real problem with that, though, in this country where most Americans just aren't willing to. They take a look at what happens to others and they just shrug their shoulders. And even if they are disgusted by it, they'll just say, thank goodness it didn't happen to me. I'll just return to watching my Dancing with the Stars now, or The Bachelor, as Lydia was talking about earlier tonight. And they just won't pay any attention to it. They, you know, see no evil.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of terrible. And I sometimes suspect that the whole nuclear family idea was actually just to erode bonds that occur naturally between people that live in close proximity to each other.
Cameron. You think that the nuclear family is somehow erodes bonds between communities?
Yes, I think so, because I grew up in a very large extended family household.
Uh-huh.
And, everybody was always coming over. If somebody needed help, we helped each other. It was wonderful.
That's the community you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like to disagree, and only partially, though. I think that definitely those bonds of community are being eroded, but I think it's the government that's doing it, and I'll tell you how. If you think, people don't feel the need to get out and help other people because they figure the government's doing it.
They'll take care
of
it.
Worst case scenario, they'll end up on welfare or whatever. So people don't feel the need to do it for others, and therefore others don't feel the need to do it for them.
Right.
Thus, the bonds of community are eroded.
Oh, yes, I definitely agree on that.
Very good, Cameron. Good to hear from you tonight. Thank you for the call. Let's continue with Lou in Florida, listening to WFTL. Hello, Lou.
Lou. Yes, how you guys doing?
Just
good,
super,
sir.
Lou.
I had a question about the road to Barack Obama.
The road to Barack Obama.
Was led through the free market fundamentalists. But before I get to that, very quickly, Ian made a comment where he said he converted to pantheism from atheism.
That is correct.
Can you explain why, being that you're such a rational human being, isn't pantheism irrational?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, Lou. And the reason I shifted over from atheism to pantheism is because as an atheist, I really believed in myself. I was empowered by the idea of believing that, that there was no superior being, there was no supreme being.
So what revelation did you receive?
Did you want me to answer your question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So anyway, the idea was as an atheist that there was no supreme deity over me and that it was all about me and creating my own life and all that. And then as time went on, I came across the law of attraction and kind of these the metaphysical elements out there.
Revelation? You received some type of revelation?
Received a revelation?
Yeah.
Well, I came across some information.
Do you think Fatima appeared to him?
I came across some information that was very intriguing to me, and I looked at my own life, and I looked and saw how it was true in my own life, the idea that like attracts like, and we don't need to get deep into the concepts, metaphysical concepts of law of attraction, because we simply don't have time.
I remember you always mocking religious beliefs. Now, all of a sudden, you're becoming a believer in pantheism, which I consider to be very irrational.
Well, pantheism, essentially, let's define it here. Pantheism basically says that we're all, if for lack of a better term, God or the universe, all that is God, if you want to call it that. And so, essentially, all of us are basically creating God over time.
Isn't that irrational?
Isn't that irrational? No. In fact, what it is, for me at least, is it's much more empowering belief. It basically takes my old beliefs from atheism in that I believed in myself and expands it out to basically say that not only do I believe in myself, but I am actually
God.
Or creating God.
You consider yourself to be God.
I believe that we are all God, Lou. In fact, even including you and Mark and everybody else. Yes.
No, but I think that just it's a crutch. Your pantheism is a crutch. Just like you consider Christianity to be a crutch for other people, I consider your pantheism to be a crutch.
You misunderstand me, Lou. It's actually organized religion that I have a problem with. I have a lot of Christians that are in my life, and they're here in New Hampshire with me in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and they're some of the best people I've ever met. It's the ones that are involved in the organized religions that I think are being led astray.
Organized pantheism?
I'm sorry?
Isn't there a form of organized pantheism?
I wouldn't know if there was. Perhaps there is somewhere out there. I don't know. Mark, I mean, you kind of have a Signs of the Mind church, the Universalists that you go to, right?
Yeah, well,
are they pantheists?
The Universalists aren't necessarily Signs of Mind, but there are, you know.
Well, I can sit. I'm disappointed because you used to be a supreme rationalist. Now you've descended into irrationalism.
Well, I can tell you, Lou, that my life isn't here to please you, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Lou, you're by no means the only one. I mean, there are some atheists that are screaming from the treetops.
Oh, the atheist listeners, you should hear what they have to say.
Well, I haven't listened in a long time, but I'm going to tell you, I blame Barack Obama on people like you.
You blame Barack Obama?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to bring you back, Lou, because it's always fun to talk to you here. We're going to bring you back in hour number three and take your calls as well. If you're on hold, we will get to you. 800-259-9231. Full hour remains. You can call in about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.